With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, and I have a theory.
So your reactions are... So there's a few reactions to the whole mess of things. When I went a bit Sookie Lala, I gotta say, like, rewatching The End of Time, I was struck by how much of it I found just kind of naff and disposable. Like, there are some glorious scenes, like some really beautiful scenes, like the scenes with Bernard Cribbins and David Tennant just sitting there talking, like the one in the cafe and the one on the spaceship. They gave me, you know, I found them both really emotional moments. And I was, you know, when Donna was imperiled, I was nervous. But the whole business with the Vinvoce, I was like, yeah, I don't really care. The whole thing with David Harewood's character and his daughter, like, they kind of just disappeared at the end of part one and then just vaguely popped up again at the end of part two. I, as much as I love John Sim and I adore Timothy Dalton, Kimbo, by the way, is in love with Timothy Dalton also. Like, she was posting pictures of him in The Rocketeer. I loved his Bond. Like, I thought he was one of my favourite Bonds. I know he only did two movies. And I'm not mad for that second one, but that first one, The Living Daylights, I loved that film. Also, if you want to see Timothy Dalton in a great film, Timothy Dalton and Anthony Hopkins have a very steamy scene together. And they're very young, like they're in their 20s, I think, in the film The Lion in Winter, which stars Peter O'Toole and Catherine Hepburn as Eleanor of Aquitaine. And it is a glorious film, just so much arch dialogue. And it's, oh, but yeah, very young Timothy Dalton and Anthony Hopkins are amazing in that. Anyway... but yeah, I kind of, you know, because I hadn't seen it since it was on, because I remember being disappointed by it, but I forgot that there were all these really emotional beats in it, that I really enjoyed. But you know, so much of it, I'm like, it didn't feel like there was enough in it to be a two-parter. A lot of it felt like padding. It's, you know, it wasn't funny enough, I don't think. Like, it, you know, it was more silly than funny. But yeah, just basically, it's worth it for those scenes with Bernard Cribbins, like with Wilf, and, you know, just, oh, and I did actually get quite caught up. I, you know, had a little cry, which Squally on Patreon said, love heart, love heart, love heart emojis. Oh, Adam, you make me cry. You're such a warm, fragile and sincere heart. Bless your cotton socks. sincere. Oh, I feel so insincere most of the time. It's weird being called sincere. she said, of course I cried, especially knowing there'd never be another Sarah Jane story. Oh, yeah. I mean, there are still many episodes of her spin-off show. But, yeah, like, kind of watching it, knowing that that's kind of the last time she'll ever be in Doctor Who proper is a bit full on. Squally also said, and they gave honour to the actor who played Mr. Noble. Oh, yeah, because, yeah, Donna's dad, who they did, he did film scenes in the first episode. Like, they're on the special features on the DVD. So, you know, the scene where Wilf is looking up and waving at Donna when she first takes off in the TARDIS in Partners in Crime. They did film that with the guy who plays Donna's dad, but he was quite ill at the time and then passed away before, you know, they really got much of the series underway. So they went back and refilmed it with Bernard Cribbins doing all that stuff. So, yeah, that was really sweet that they kind of, you know, paid homage to him in the show. And Squally says, of course, Wilf always makes me cry, but we've got one more visit with him. I know, it's very exciting and kind of bittersweet that Bernard Cribbins has passed on as well. Like, it's, oh, it's, yeah, it's, you really do start to feel your age. Especially now that I have been, like, what I've been telling people whenever anyone says, what happened to your leg? I'm like, well, I'm now officially old enough to have had a fall. That was another horrific thing, was the hospital room I was in when I woke up from the surgery. I was in a room with four people, four beds, with just one poor nurse looking after all of us. And the other three were very old men who all had had some sort of fall, one of whom I think may have hit his head, because I have never heard so much from so many nurses, no, you can't be naked in here. He just kept getting undressed. Poor love. But yeah, and they all had to be fed. It was like, it was a lot of work, and I was just kind of like sitting there in the corner with my busted knee going, yeah, I can't get to the toilet either. I tell you, I got really used to peeing in a bottle. It's just like when it takes like half an hour to go to the toilet because you've got to wrench your leg out of bed. I mean, when the wound was still fresh, there was no going to the bathroom. But now I can put weight on it and I'm using crutches, but it's still, you know, when your leg's locked into one position, it's really hard to get around. Also, it hurts if I move it too much. Anyway, the last thing you need to hear about is my it's my in-bed toilet activity. Sorry. this has become TMI. Richard has a theory and shares way too much. Squally goes on, it breaks my heart that those times are gone, that our lives and the years aren't as safe as they were then. Life happens fast. Aww, bless you. Also got a message on Patreon to a new member of the Patreon crew. Jeff, welcome, Jeff. Welcome aboard. I hope you're enjoying the comic strip deep dives. I've been recapping The Children of the Revolution, which is an Eighth Doctor story with many Daleks. it's been a lot of fun. I've been enjoying that story a lot. They come out every week on Mondays, I think, if you're on the theoretician tier. And every couple of weeks there is a new Big Finish kind of preview, review. I don't really know what to call them. I try not to do spoilers in them because they're expensive if you want to pay for them, and you don't want me, you know, ruining them. Speaking of expensive, Squally was she was enjoying me being baffled by currency conversions on the Big Finish website. It was strange the other day. Anyway, I need to get back into those Big Finishes. I'm not walking anywhere at the moment or running, so I'm just going to have to maybe find some time while I'm locked up in my Siri Dome Pillow Fort. But yes, new Patreon member Jeff says, with respect to the revolver, oh, the clicking revolver, every time he turned around, it made like a weird, big, loud clicking noise. He said, it drives me nuts that all media does the clickety-click thing, but I'm sure it's just because a gun being silently pointed at someone doesn't have the scary weight on screen that it does in real life. Television language is bizarre, but it seems to be here to stay. And Squally's like, yeah, I'd agree with that. It's like a shark coming towards the screen. Isn't that scary until you add the Jaws theme? And then she says, I watch too much QI. I did not know that was a thing on QI. Yeah, the clickety-clack, it's like, yeah, because it kind of implies that he was releasing the hammer and then re-cocking the gun and then releasing the hammer, because it's such an old service revolver with the little loop at the bottom, because it was meant to go on the cord thing on your British Army uniform, because it was from Wilf when he was, you know, in the armed forces in the 40s. Was it 1948, he said? He was in the Middle East. It's one of those things, like, you kind of get, yeah, you want it to have some sort of, make some sort of noise as like an indicator that someone's being threatened with it. But if someone's just turning back and forth, like, I feel like instead of the click-clack, maybe a music cue would have been better, like a non-diegetic noise. But, yeah, the clickety-clack was just, it was too distracting and over the top. And, yeah, I wasn't mad for it.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.